all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King-Robeson. And leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hey, Michelle, do you remember me telling you about a specific word that I think is the coolest? And it's diabesity.
I love it. I love it. And this is right up your alley, what we're going to talk about today.
Well, you know, it's all about mostly type 2 diabetes, and it's really so highly associated with obesity especially, or basically just being overweight. And we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Osama Hamdi, who is both an MD and a PhD and an expert in this field, who has written a book called The Diabetes Breakthrough. He's at the forefront of cutting-edge clinical research conducted at the Joslin Diabetes Center, and an affiliate, which is an affiliate of the Harvard Medical School. And I know that our listeners just can't wait to hear some tips and some points of hope about, wow, I'm scared of diabetes. Type 2. Someone just told me I'm pre-diabetic. What does that mean? And how can I turn this thing around? Dr. Hamdi, welcome to Her Radio. And we'd like to really get to it and talk about type 2 diabetes and what women out there need to know to be able to get on the right path to reversing this.
It is my pleasure to be on the show, and it is an honor to speak with you, Pam and Michelle, and to all your listeners.
Thank you.
All right, let's get right to it.
Yeah, we want to learn.
All right, so type 2 diabetes, let's first define it real simply, and then look at ways that we can think about preventing this as well as treating it, because we want to give our listeners those tips that they can just run away with and say, wow, I learned something amazing. All right, have at it.
Okay, you know, let me just explain that type 2 diabetes is different from type 1. Usually type 1 diabetes occurs in younger children, and mostly when antibodies attack the pancreas and damage the pancreas. The pancreas is an organ that secretes a very valuable hormone, which is called insulin. In type 2, it is entirely different scenario. Type 2 are mostly people who have family history of type 2 diabetes. They are mostly overweight or obese, and their body is making insulin, but their body is also resisting that insulin. So this scenario is called insulin resistance. So when people gain weight, even 5 pounds, their body start to have that insulin resistance. The problem is that it become like a closed loop. Once they become insulin resistant, their pancreas secrete more insulin. Insulin is a growth hormone, makes them gain more weight. And then when they gain more weight, they become even more insulin resistant and so on. And they will continue the cycle.
And this is especially true for people who are really packing on a lot more deep inside the abdomen. So it's not just how overweight you are, is where that overweight is hanging out at the same time. Now, right now I'm thinking, if I'm a listener out there, Dr. Hamdi, and I'm saying, oh my gosh, I'm just afraid, you know, do I have this issue? We're looking at really specific blood tests. Let's just say we're going to go to our doctor, you know, next week. We have an appointment, and you say, I really want to make sure that I'm not knocking on the door of diabetes type 2, or whether or not I have it now. So let's tell them what lab test we're looking for.
It is a very simple lab test. It's called A1C, and that test doesn't require even fasting. And if that test is 6.5% or more, that definitely means diabetes.
How about all those people who are 5.7, 5.9?
Yeah, 5.7 to 6.5 is what's called pre-diabetes.
Usually
people with pre-diabetes develop diabetes within, I would say, average around 3 years. And there is one big study called Diabetes Prevention Program showed that if you target people when they have pre-diabetes, you can actually prevent diabetes by 58% if they lose around 7% of their body weight.
So do you have to ask for this test, or the doctors just automatically give it to you based on your body weight?
You know, if you have family history of type 2 diabetes, if your waistline, especially in women, if the waistline is above 35 inches, those are the kind of people that should be tested for the A1C.
Okay, so your waistline being 55
Michelle,
inches, okay.
Yeah, but Michelle, you know, we're talking about being advocates for ourselves.
Right, right.
Raise your hand out there if your physician doesn't automatically do this. Yep, that's what I thought. So you have to be your own advocate and say, I want an A1C. And then, Dr. Hamdi, you said that dropping just 7% of the body weight can prevent type 2 diabetes if you're pre-diabetic, and or dramatically improve it, and in some cases even reverse its course. 7% is not that much weight. If I'm a 200-pound woman, and I want to drop just 15 pounds, this is really quite remarkable that you can make that kind of an impact, can't you?
Yeah, I will explain why. We found that when in our research, when people lose 7% of their body weight, their insulin sensitivity improves by 57%. You know, that 57% is equivalent to two medications for diabetes at the maximum dose.
Wow.
So, this percent can make big, huge difference in most people. But what is even more important, when you start losing weight, in the very early weight loss, the intra-abdominal fat, the bad fat, what's called the visceral fat, goes down by around 30%. And that actually takes around 2 weeks to go down. So the benefit from that early weight loss and reduction of visceral fat and the improvement in insulin sensitivity is what actually reverses the course of type 2 diabetes or prevent type 2 diabetes in those people at high risk.
Your book is called The Diabetes Breakthrough. So what is the diabetes breakthrough?
Exactly.
For, I will say, 30, 40 years, we have only one concept to treat diabetes, is to start with medication. If the patient fail on one medication, we add another one, third one, sometimes fourth one, then insulin and more insulin. The concept had been always, this is a chronic disease, it will never go away, it needs more and more medications. But what we found in our research and our practice as well over the last 9 years when we started a program called Why Wait, in this program we found that when people actually lose weight, you can reverse that course. And instead of being on two medications, it would be on one. Instead of being on one, you can even stop that medication. We found that when people in the Why Wait program lost the 24 pounds that they lose in the 12 weeks, by the end of the program, they cut their medication down by 50 to 60%.
Wow.
They saved on diabetes medication only $561. On total healthcare cost, it is down by around 27% in a year, and diabetes-related cost around 44% per year. But above all, they have much better quality.
Remarkable. Oh, Dr. Hamdi, you have just given so many women out there, our listeners, so much hope. Your book is The Diabetes Breakthrough, and in this you've really told us that just a 7% weight reduction can help prevent diabetes and dramatically improve it and even reverse it. This is fabulous, let alone all the money we save and no more of those medications as well. Dr. Hamdi, we are so happy you're on Her Radio. This is Dr. Pam Peek along with Michelle King-Robeson.
So don't forget, diet, exercise, and behavior modification are all things that help with type 2 diabetes. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.